So just using the Mishnah, how the Maharal learns, and connecting it to all the Divri Hatana in Chazal, where it's brought down, to see how consistent it is, using also the context in Jewish history, and also using some literary techniques to try to understand what the Mishnah is trying to present the Tanoim as they were. So the Mishnah Kavim and Halal, there are a few kashas, and that Maral asks, first of all, what's the Loshen Me'ayin Bata Ule'an Ata Olech? Meaning, one is Me'ayin with a Yud, and the other one is Le'an. What doesn't say Me'an Bata Ule'an Ata Olech? Or Me'ayin Bata Ule'ayin Ata Olech? I mean, where does it change that? And also the Loshen In Ata Balidei Avera. Now, when you go, and milifnim miyata lete din v'cheshbon. Din v'cheshbon, as we know, the Beis Halevi always says there is a difference between din v'cheshbon. Din is accountability for what we have done. Cheshbon is accountability to what you could have done that you didn't do. And here it says both, which is good. But then the Mishnah says, who are you giving it? Lifnim melech malchi hamolochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why doesn't say Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why does it stress Melech Malchi Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay? So those are the kashas that the Maral asks. But even more, this Mishnah is interesting, right? This Mishnah is a Mishnah that is used in the Levi's by the Sfaradim. And this Akavim Mehalalel is brought actually in one place. It's very not brought very often. It's brought in one place in the Mishnah, and that's quoted in the Gemara in several places, this Mishnah. And the Mishnah says the following: he gave edus on four things, and omroloi, and they told Akavia, chazoyer becha be'arba dvorim she'itomer, the Sanhedrin pasken na like him, and they told him, so change your mind, go back in what you said, ve'nase av bezdin be'israel, we'll make you an av bezdin be'israel. Omar lahen mutav likare shote kol yam lebotav likare shote kol yam. I'd rather be called a shote for lo liyasu shoach as rosh lefne mokim, not to become a rosh even for 1 minute. Shlo yomrim, that the people should not say bishvil sroro chazar boy, that he only changed his mind to be able to get his the job. Okay, so the Mishnah goes, but then the Mishnah says the following. The last thing is, you do not give mesoita to a gyores or shivcha meshuchreres. But on this story of giving mesoita, the word of the soita, to a freed slave or to a convert, they told him, there was a story of Karkomis, which was a freed slave, Shoisa Birushalayim, Ishkua, Shmai Vavtalion, and Shmai Vavtalion gave her to drink. So you see that you give to drink to a convert or to a freed slave. Omar lahem dugma Ishkua. There's no raya because they gave her a dugma. What is a dugma? Two opinions in the Rishonim. The Rav already quotes. One dugma Ishkua means they were wrong, but they only gave to somebody like them. They wanted to find to somebody who was a convert, meaning they had a special affinity to converts, so they gave to their own caste, their own clan. So dugma hishkua means they gave out for somebody who was like them, and they didn't do it right. The second one, dugma hishkua, is that they didn't give her mesoita. What Shmai and Naftali gave her was a placebo, something that looked like it. Okay, so therefore don't bring a Ryan. Omar lahem Venidu and Chazal very upset with Akavi, that Akavi was basically insulting Shmai and Naftalion. Venidu umes, and they put him in excommunication. He does Venidu, and he died in Nidui. Vesoklu Bezdin Nesaroim, and the Bezdin actually stoned his coffin. Okay, now why did he get so upset? If the idea was that they gave wrongly the Meisoita to the Gioires, makes sense, because meaning they did something just to protect the own caste. But even if they gave her a placebo, the inference is that they gave a placebo because they didn't want to embarrass the Shivcha Meshuchreres, and therefore they gave, meaning they should have not given a placebo because people thought it was good. So they gave a placebo, and that was wrong, so that was insulting to Shmaya and Naphtali. And he died, so listen to this, he died in Nidui. So Rav Chava ben Mehalal says, you never come to a chet, not only came to a chet, he actually did something that he was excommunicated, and he died in excommunication. They actually stoned, they did skila to his oren. So this is the Mishnah, and by the way, this is how we today, every, like the Sfaradim, this is how they actually establish a Levaya. He's saying the Mishnah of Akavia in Ovis, when he had the worst Levaya in the world, meaning he was not only that he didn't have a proper burial, he was stoned when he died. But interesting, says like this, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Chas v'shol shakavi nisnade, that can be true that Akavia was misnade, Shein Azora nineret b'fni kolod b'so, because the Azora doesn't get locked up when you brought the Korban Pesach. People, they close the Azora doesn't get locked up. Bechokhma, b'fnei kolot v'yisor, bechokhma v'ira, schet, kekabela. There was never somebody that the Azora got locked with somebody who was so great in chokhma and ira schet, like Akavia. So the Mor says, who's minidu, this will be the whole thing, not somebody else. So the Barshor, they asks, what's this loshen, Barshor Brochas? What is this loshen that they ain Hazoran in there? They did not lock up the Beis HaMikdash with somebody so great as Akavia. They should have said, there's nobody as great as Akavia. So he wants to say a chesh with the Marshal, because we know that Korban Pesach was brought in three groups. So it means that he wasn't the greatest person. He was the among the three greatest. And the reason is because there was at that time the Zugis, there was an Av Beis Din, and there were a Nasi. So they were saying that he was at least as great as them. But he was greater than the Av Beis Din. So that's why it says in Azor and in Elis, so that he was at least as great as a third of Klal Yisrael, i.e. he was on the three greatest people. But if you see very soon in the Cheshbon, it's not clear that that is historical, right? That might be anachronistic. Okay. The Mishnah in Perkei, Mishnah Zayin says, Bishas misos over the Bnei, when he was dying, he told his son, Bni chazor becha b'advorim sheit yomer, you go ahead and concede on those four things. So the son asked him the obvious question, why are you dying now being stoned? Why didn't you go ahead and concede? Because my tradition came from the many, the and the Sanhedrin, they also had the Merabim. So each one of us stayed on their own because I had a good reason for it. But you, Shamata, you only heard this different opinion, divergent opinion from me, from an individual. When you heard the opposite from the Merubim, you should bend on the Yochid and you should hold like the Merubim. Omar Loi, his son told him, Abba, kod alay l'chaverecha, give a good word to your friends that they should accept, they should embrace me. Omar Loi, Rech Kavi says, no, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. Omar Loi, Shema, ila matzata bis, maybe you found something wrong with me, meaning why don't you want to do that? Omar Loi, the father said, no. Your own actions, don't count on me, your own actions will bring you closer and your actions bring you further. So the question is, what's this co-conversation? Why does the Mishnah bring it? This is a conversation between the father and the son. What is this relevant to the story of Akavia? And how does this Mishnah, how is this Mishnah consistent with what Akavia says? Because it appears to be just the opposite. Okay, so if we want to position, when did Akavia leave? So the Rishonim already said that Akavia lived right after Shmaya and Naphtali. And the question is, how do you know that? Maybe he had an old tradition of Shmaya and Naphtali. How do you know that he lived right after Shmaya and Naphtali? So, Rav Hyman, on he told them Vamoraim, he says something that he quotes there from Rav Yitzchok Isaac Halevi. It's very simple, because it said, they told him, if you go ahead and you change your mind, you become an Av Beis Din. And know that the story of an Av Beis Din is only in the Zugis. After the Zugis, that we learn, right? That's when they split, that with Hillel became the political arm, which is the Nasi. So this idea that the Beis Din had a Nasi and Av Beis Din only remained to the Zugis, because that was an extra person in the Sanhedrin. And the reason why they did it is because the aristocracy were the Tzdukim, so the Tzdukim ran the political arm, so the Chazal created a virtual Sanhedrin outside of the Sanhedrin of the Kohanim, and on there you had an Osanasi. even though it was a virtual Nasi, because the Nisius and the political arm was being run by the Tzedukim. Here, right after Shmai Vavtalion, which is the beginning of the Churban, that's the time when the Romans come to Eretz Yisrael, invited by the Hashmonaim. So that was the disintegration of the Malchus. So that aristocracy, that political arm of the Tzedukim, got completely inexistent because that became part of the Romans, right? The Romans took it over. So then Chazal made a political arm in Torah, and that was distinct from the Sanhedrin. That's why the Nasi became the Nasi, and the Nasi became the Mishpocha of Hillel, and that was outside of the Sanhedrin. That was the real political arm that became the Nasi, and that's what's called Shushol to the Rabban Gamliel, right? That becomes the Mishpocha of Rabban Gamliel. And the Bezdin only had a Bezdin didn't have a Nasi. So the first, and that was not called the Av Bezdin, that was called the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the concept of having an Av Bezdin as opposed to a Nasi was only the Ziggis. So if you see the story here, Akavia was being offered the job of an Av Bezdin. If he was being offered the job of an Av Bezdin, must be there was a Nasi also, which means the Tav Ziggis. And that was only until Hillel v'Shammai. So it had to be Al Korcha between Hillel and Shammai, because they were giving him the job, after Shmai v'Avtalin. So this was the time of Nebuchadnezzar, right? There was a time that there was that job became the two positions became vacated, became available, and that's why he was right after Shmai and Avtalin. And if you realize that this is, if you look at what the transition right after this Akavi b'Mehalal, who comes Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai, you realize that it was before that. There was only one machloikas b'Yisrael. The one machloikas b'Yisrael that there was a very innocuous machloikas called the smicha b'yontef. Smicha b'yontef was the only machloikas to show the concept of a machloikas. But like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, at that time, if you have a sofek, if you have an argument, you came to the Bezdin, to the Sanhedrin listened to both ideas, and they actually passed like one of them, and the other side had to concede, otherwise it became a zokanamra. We know that after this, by Shammai and Hillel, the Machloikis went to three Machloikis. The Gemara says Shammai and Hillel argued in an inconclusive way on three ideas, became from one to three, and from then, from afterwards, there was two yeshivas, by Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that Machloikis by Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, Rabsa Machloikis by Yisrael, because Misharabu, Tamid Shammai and Hillel, Shlashim Shukot Zorgan, the Machloikis became widespread afterwards. So the beginning of Machloikis is this. It's clear that the one who created the concept of Machloikis to allow a Machloikis L'Shem Shomayim is Akavi B'Mehalal. Akavi B'Mehalal is the first time that you come to the Sanhedrin and he didn't concede. That's why he was stoned. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it, why wasn't he a Zoken Mamre? And the Gemara has different shittas, or because he didn't pass it like that, or because he didn't say his own ideas, he was carrying a tradition. But he was on the cusp of a Zoken Mamre. He was the first time that Machloike stayed. And the reason is very simple. Akave b'Mehalal realized that this is the beginning of the Churban. When he came, it's the beginning of Hurdus. The Gemara says that's Malchus Hurdus, that when he came, which is the taking over by the Romans, the beginning of the Churban. So the beginning of the Churban, how does the beginning of the Churban come? So if you look at the Gemara says it came because the Machloik is between the family, the Kohen and the Melech. They had an unresolved Machloikis and they had to bring the Romans. Was Sinas Chinam. The Churban not only came because of Sinas Chinam, the Churban came through Sinas Chinam. And this is Sinas Chinam at the Spitz, that we actually didn't get invaded by the Romans, we invited the Romans ourselves. This is the beginning of the Churban. In that world of Machloikis, the Tikkun of Machloikis is the concept of Machloikis. The Tikkun of Sinas Chinam is Machloikis, that you could have different views, and you have to accept different views. Sinas Chinam is that when you don't accept somebody else to be different than you. The Tikkun is the concept of Machloikis, that you could have something, because since we had Sinas Chinam, we know that will be the Churban. Like the Maral says in Sefer HaNetzach, what is the Churban? Because by the Beis HaMikdash we had the Koyen Echod, Beis HaMikdash Echod, and we lost the Echod. So losing the Echod means that Machloikis becomes natural. And Machloikis becomes actually a Tikkun Sinas Chinam. Because Machloikis means that you are a Man De'Omer, but you accept somebody else's view. The only person who could teach you how to be a mamon choikas is a kavya b'mehalal. A kavya b'mehalal says in novice. You know what a kavya says, explains the moral. A kavya doesn't say stakel b'shloish advori v'inata oise avera, that you won't do an avera. It says v'inata ba'lidei avera. The moral explains, because the Yetzer Hara is something, is a koch that Kosh Baruch Hu created to destroy things which have a metzius. So the only way to avoid the Yetzer Hara is to be mevatel the yesh, is the concept of bitul hanova. If you mevatel yourself, so then the Yetzer Hara doesn't come to destroy. The Yetzer Hara is a koyach to destroy something which is a yesh, something which is not a yesh. The Yetzer Hara doesn't destroy. That's why the Gemara says the Yetzer Hara, when does it come to the world? Bishas Aibur, when the idea is that when there is a metzius that's becoming, the metzius that's becoming, there is a Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is always destroys the Dovar HaKayim. We all know, says the Maral, the Gaiva is what brings the Yetzer Hara. That's what the Gemara says in Yeshua. I brought the quotes, so many Gemaras, you could see the same idea. The Lashon HaMaral is Devorim Lakach ein giru vehasota, says the Maral. Rakasha Yahshav Adam Matze Madrega Lyonon, when he holds of Zich, that he is a very big Madrega, that's where Yetzer Hara comes. Vehasa Rabbi Sosa Shu Maple Losim, because then becomes a Metziut, the Yetzer Hara comes to destroy. Aval Kasha Ruchu Vinishma Bikiru, but when you make yourself a nothing, ain't kind of Yetzer Hara. There's no, you'll never come, the Yetzer Hara won't bother to destroy something that's already destroyed. It's always a question of attitude. If you have a mitzius bifneatzmoi, that's where it is. And the moral says that everywhere, that gavu salevi to us bring aim. That's why the Gemara says like this in Sanhedrin, the Yetzer Hara doesn't exist bimeimoi. That's what it said, the Yetzer Hara doesn't bimeimoi. There is no Yetzer Hara, explains the moral in Sanhedrin. Why? Because bimeimoi, he is not a mitzius gmura, therefore there's no Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is only bimaile maila. The Gemara says in Sukkah, that's why it's doim lehorim, the more you think. And this idea Omar Abchia, the Gemara in Kiddush Pe'alaf Mudbeis, Omar Abchia Barashi, have a rogel koliden de have a nofel ape. Every time he would fall into his face, he would say, Arachven etzileinu Yetzer Hara. As if you fall in your face, that you see that you are nothing, the Yetzer Hara won't come to you. So this is the mitzvah of the Yetzer Hara. So that's why in a tabal lidei avera. But says the Mishnah Novice, the ikar vort not to come to the reshus of the Yetzer Hara is to make yourself into nothing. If you hold of yourself, if you make yourself into a mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara will try to destroy. But even though you make yourself nothing, you have to realize that even though we are nothing, our mission is great. That's why the Mishnah says, if you think that you're nothing, don't think that because you are a nothing, your mission is nothing. Because lifnei mi ata liti din v'cheshbon, you know who you're giving din v'cheshbon, lifnei melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving to the highest authority. I think my brother always says about the very geshmak, you always measure somebody's job or somebody's important by who reports. Somebody who's a janitor reports to somebody very low. If you report to the CEO of the company, it means that what you do is very important. Even though we have to realize that we are not important, but our mission, our job, our task is extremely important. And therefore, report to Melech Malchei Hamlochim. That's what Mishnah stresses. Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we have to give is not only din, account that we have to go ahead and have a payback for what, a judgment for what we've done. We have to din the cheshbon to what we could have done or we should have done that we didn't do. Because our mission is that we have an amazing task to fulfill. And therefore we have to give a cheshbon on that. So even though we are small, our role in the world is extremely large. And that's why lifnei melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why you stress. And is a kodesh, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mufrash b'kol olamos, but this Baruch Hu is really here. Which means that we have a great task to fulfill. And therefore the Mishnah says, me'ayin bata, you come from a yud, which is the potential. Le'an, it's a question, where are you going to? And that's what we decide. Where we're coming from is from his source. Where we're going, it's an empty question. That's the cheshbon that we're here to fulfill. A caveat that sponsored this idea, he knew what machloikis is. Machloikis means that in the world of lack of clarity after the churban, there is a role for each person to bring his own dea, his own opinion, because his own opinion is bringing truth to the world that's unclear. And therefore he has to stand by his words because he has a mission. This is his mission in this world. But he has to do it not because of personal reasons, because he thinks the truth is truth. And therefore the only person to teach you how to have a machloikes is Avka Kavya. Because if you're shloish, you're istakel b'shloish advorim, you realize how to be a Baal Machloikes. That you are arguing not because of who you are, but because of what you hold. If a machloikes turns into personal because you think that you have a gaiva, that's the most destructive machloikes, which is l'shol l'shem shamayim. But if the machloikes is that you realize that you're nothing, but just you have an amazing mission, you have an amazing task, and therefore you have to stand by your views. So you are fighting for the views, not for yourself. The person who became the example of that, to establish how machloikes l'shem shamayim zakavim nemehalo. And that's why he was moiser nefesh to such a point to be mevatel himself that he was ready to be stoned with soklu esaroinai. If you are ready to be losing all that you have to be soklu esaroinai, then you could actually be a Baal Machlekes. And that's why he is the example of the Machlekes that he stood at the time when Machlekes becomes the norm. That's the concept of the Churban. Right, she'ein Torah, that we know that ein Mishnah Brura ve'alocha Brura b'mokom echad. There is no mokom echad of a Mishnah Brura ve'alocha Brura. That's the Churban, and he dealt and taught you how to deal with that. That's why he becomes the example. And that's what the Biblia says. He was ready to be Misoikah, but they weren't Misoikah Saroinai, because there was nobody she'en Azora Ninelis. Meaning when the time when the best in the Azor was being locked up, that's the beginning of the Churban, that HaKadosh Baruch was closing the doors, there was nobody as great as Akavia, that he was great in Chochma and Ira. And Chochma and Ira can teach you what Machloikes is and how to have Torah in a time when the Azor is in Elis. And therefore, that's the Pshat, the Oris son. When he tells him, the Mishnah tells it, when he tells his son, he says, listen, in this world, each one is individual. I cannot do the work for you. Each one has a mission that you have to fulfill, and nobody else can fulfill. So the father tells his son, Akavi, I can't fulfill your mission. You've got to do it. It's your actions. Don't rely on anybody else. In the world of Litin Din V'cheshbon, in the world of Machloikes, each individual has a mission, has a place, and has a role that is impossible to fit by anybody else. If you understand your mission, you realize that you are a man de Omer, not because you are a man that you are somebody, but you have the Omer, you have what to say. And that's the mission, and that's the message of Akavim ben Mahalalel, and that led to Hillel and Shammai, that Hillel is the greatest growth of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is called Hillel, like the Ari says, Hillel Chalepeh, that Dafka could only be possible after the establishing of what Machloikes, what personal views are, without making it personal, that Akavim came to establish.